Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in the 13th parak of Masachas Vachim, and we are up to parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Hamalik Asof Bifnim Vehel B'chutz. If you did the Malika of a carbon olav, an olas ha'of, inside the Azara, and then you were Mala it B'chutz, you went to burn it outside, Chayiv, you're going to be Chayiv for being Mala B'chutz, because you did the proper thing with the Malika, so it was a kosher carbon, and then you went and you did a halah B'chutz, Malak B'chutz Vehel B'chutz. But if you did the Malika already outside the Azara, so that was already puzzle, and then you were Malabachutz Pater, you're not going to be chayv for either one. And the Malika, you're not chayv for, nor for the Halah. You're not chayv for the Malika because the pasuk says Asher Yishachet. There's an issue called Shchutei Chutz. There's no chayv called Malukei Chutz. And since the Malika being done outside had already pasled it, so you're not going to be chayv for the Halah Bachutz. Hashochet Asof Bifnim Vehel Labachutz. If a person shechted the bird, he did a shchita of the bird in the Azar. And then he was mali it b'chutz. Pater is not going to be chayiv because he already for the halah because he already ruined it by doing a shechita. You're supposed to do a malika. Shachat b'chutz ve'al b'chutz. If he did a shechita outside and then a halah outside, chayiv. He's going to be chayiv for both the shechita and the halah. The shechita because the Torah says that you're chayiv for shchutei chutz, even if it's an oaf, which requires malika when it's bifnim, and whenever there's going to be a chiyuv. For the shechita b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv for the halah as well. Nimsa derech hechsher b'fnim petura b'chutz. It turns out that which would make something more ra'ui to be chayiv for, had you done it that way b'fnim, would pater you if you do it b'chutz. Meaning, if you did the malika b'fnim, it would be a kosher carbon which would set you up to be chayiv for being mala b'chutz. But if you do malika b'chutz, that paters you. Derech hechsher b'chutz, and that which is kosher on the outside, meaning shechita, Peturim b'fnim would pater you when it's done on the inside. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol shechayav nolav b'chutz. Whenever you're chayav for bringing a carbon that was both shechted and you did the halah b'chutz, if you shechted it at night or and then you were makrivit b'chutz, chayav nol kayotzi b'fnim shalo b'chutz. You're chayav in a similar case for bringing for being mala a carbon that was shechted inside and then brought up outside. Meaning if it was shechted at night inside. And then you were mala outside. Chutz min hashochit b'fnim mala b'chutz. Except for someone who shechts an olas ha'of inside, and then is mala it outside. In that case, Rabbi Shimon would say that you're not going to be chayiv for being malid outside, even though you would have been chayiv for being makriv it if you had shechted it and been malid it on the outside. Mishnah Ches. Hachatos shekibel dama b'kos echad. If you were makabel dama of a carbon chatos in a single kos, nosan b'chutz v'chazim nosan b'fnim. Whether you first put some of the dama outside and then put some of the dama inside, b'fnim v'chazim nosan b'chutz, or in the reverse order, chayiv. If you're going to be chayiv shekula roi lava b'fnim, because even after you did the nisina sadam, all the blood that's in the cup is still ra'ui to be brought inside. Kibel dama b'shnei kosos. If a person received the dam in two separate kosos, nasan shneim b'fnim pater. If he put the dam from both of the kosos inside, so he's going to be pater. Shneim b'chutz chayiv. If he did both of them outside, he's going to be chayiv because the blood in each cup could have been brought on the mizbeach inside. Echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz pater. If he did the dam of one of them inside and one of them outside, he's going to be potter because once he did the matnas dam of that which was bifnim, he already did the mitzvah, so it's already done. The carbon is already kosher, and the blood in the other cup is now possible because the mitzvah was already done. Echad b'chutz v'echad bifnim chayiv al chitzon v'apnimi mechaper. If he first did the matnas dam b'chutz with one of the cups and then did the matnas dam bifnim with the other cup, then he's going to be chayiv for the for being mala b'chutz, for doing the matnas dam b'chutz, but the one that he does b'fnim is still going to work. Lema dover dome, you know what this is compared to? Lemafresh chatasofa avda v'hifresh acheres tachteha. It's like a person is mafresh a carbon chatas, and he lost it, and then he brings another one to replace it. And now he finds the first one, so he's got two carbonos chatzos here. So shachat shteim b'fnim pater. If he shachs them both b'fnim, he's going to be pater. Shachat shteim b'chutz chayiv. If he shachs them both b'chutz, he's going to be chayiv because each one could have been brought b'fnim. Achas b'fnim v'achas b'chutz pater. If he shachted one b'fnim and one of them b'chutz, he's not going to be chayiv for the one that he shachted b'chutz, because once he brought that first chatas, the second one becomes pasul. Achas b'chutz v'achas b'fnim, chayiv al chitzonah v'pnim is mechaperes. If he first shechts one of them b'chutz and then shechts one of them b'fnim, he's going to be chayiv for shchut echutz for the one that he took, that he shechted b'chutz, because at that time it was ra'i to have been brought b'fnim, and the one that he brought b'fnim will actually work, will actually be mechaper. K'shem shedam poter es besar, kachu poter es besar chaverta. If you shecht both of them inside and you did the matan dam of one of them on the mizbeach, just as the matan dam will patter the meat from meila, it's not going to be subject to meila because the matan dam is what makes that meat ra'ui to be eaten by kohanim. So too, the matan dam is going to patter the meat of the other one, of the second korban chatos from meila, because as soon as the blood of the first korban chatos is put on the mizbeach, it's mechaper for the owner and for the second korban chatos, because if chatos and schapra ba'aleha is not going to be subject to me'ila anymore. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you do a malika of a bird b'fnim, and then you're mali it b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. If you did a malika b'chutz, and you're mali it b'chutz, you're going to be pater. If you shecht the oaf b'fnim, and you're mali it b'chutz, then you're going to be pater. If you shecht it b'chutz, and you're mali it b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. So it turns out, that which makes a kosher when done b'fnim, paters you when done b'chutz. That which would make it kosher when done b'chutz, paters you when it's done b'fnim. Meaning malika is the way to kill an animal b'fnim, and shchit is the way to kill an animal b'chutz. And Rabbi Shimon said that anything that you're chayiv for b'chutz, you're chayiv on similar things b'fnim when you're mali'it b'chutz, except for shochit b'fnim and mali b'chutz. Moving on, and then we had said in Mishnah Ches that if you catch all the dam of a korban chatos in one kos, and you first in nisinus dam b'chutz and then b'fnim, or vice versa, so you're going to be chayiv because all of it could have brought b'fnim. But if you're mekabel the dam in two separate kosos and you put both of them b'fnim, you're going to be pater, but both of them b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. If you did the first one b'fnim, and then the second one, second cup was brought b'chutz, you're going to be pater, because by the time you brought the one b'chutz, the carbon was over already. If you brought first one, the one b'chutz, and then the second one b'fnim, you're going to be chayiv on the one that was b'chutz, and the one b'fnim is actually going to work. And we said, oh, that's just like if you end up with two korbanos chatos, because you lost one of them, and then you replaced it. Where if you shecht both of them b'fnim, you're pater. You shecht both of them b'chutz, you're chayiv. You shecht one of them b'fnim and one of them b'chutz, you're pater. But you shecht one of them b'chutz and one of them b'fnim, you're chayiv for the one that you brought b'chutz, but the one that you brought b'fnim is going to be is actually going to work. It's actually going to be mechaper for the person. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Dalid, Mishnah Aleph.